Talk with Mom, with host Pam McPhee and Mama Bell. Join us now for another cozy visit with stories and life lessons to tell. Here is your host, Pam McPhee.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of A Talk with Mom. I am so excited to be here with Mom, signing on in the fastest record time ever. Yay, Mom. Here is my mom, Mama Bell, Rosabelle. How are you doing today, Mom?
I'm doing great today.
That's awesome. I'm so excited for us to do another episode, our third. And look how fancy you look today. Did you get all fixed up for us?
Well, I tried, but I think you got fancy also. I see those beautiful flowers in the background.
Well, I got fancy with my microphone.
In my background.
I know. Well, you could have flowers in your background. We'll get better episode by episode. Look at my new microphone. I'm excited. It's inspired by your microphone.
I hope that our microphones work. But anyway, you did send me a message once that said, in order to get to have a good episode by episode 100, we have to start with episode 1. So
this
we're
is
just
going
to get better as time goes on. So I hope everyone will be patient with our attempts.
I think so. And I feel like I could do a better job staging my background, but most of the people are going to be listening to us without seeing the video because I haven't figured out how to get it on YouTube yet, which I will. But for those of us who have joined us again, thank you for joining us. Mom and I are just having a blast doing this podcast. And if you've been following us at all, it started with the whole 39 million views of me helping Mom clean her basement and selling a couple of chairs for a bit more money than we expected. And everybody reacted like crazy. So if you haven't seen that video yet on TikTok, you got to go look that up. But anyway, now that Mom's a celebrity, look how fancy she's all dressed up in her nice jacket. Anybody recognize you yet, Mom?
I thought I'd wear that. That was one of my Christmas presents. Anyway, I'm happy to be with you today, Pam, because I have been under the weather, and then I lost my sister, and I've been at home isolated for over 20 days, and I know it's so important to have social contact. So thank you for doing this episode today.
Well, I actually find that super, super hard to hear. It's hard to think about you being isolated there. And a January Canadian winter is not the most forgiving thing to a 91-year-old who chooses to live on her own still. So how you been handling it?
Well, I know that the statistics say that staying isolated is equivalent to smoking 17 cigarettes a day. So I know I've got to socialize. And another interesting thing that research says is that being social and a social butterfly is much better for your health than your diet and exercising. So my New Year's resolution is to become a social butterfly.
That's probably very true. And I don't think I'd want to smoke 17 cigarettes. So why would I want to spend that much time by myself? No, that's interesting. I mean, I think when I socialize, I do definitely have an energy pick me up. And I certainly try hard to never say no to any invitations of socialization and try hard to line up my own. I think it's definitely an important thing. But 20 days on your own.
Well, and I think as a senior, I think we're prone to talking about our hearing aid not working, about needing a knee replacement or a hip replacement and vision. It's hard for us to remember to be positive. But I have a good tip if there's any seniors listening, and that is when you socialize, bring some good news. And I think in our family, our good news is that David's going to get married.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That is
fun to have a a wedding to look forward to.
And I have some other good news in that Michelle and Gerald gave me a poinsettia in Christmas 2023. And hey, it's still alive. That's really something for me. I don't exactly have a reputation for plants living, but that breaks the record.
When I was there to clean your basement in October, and I was like, I think this is a poinsettia. that's pretty good. You know, it's funny because we have two poinsettias right now, and one of them has lost all of its leaves, and it's right beside another one that has all of the leaves. So I don't really know what's going on, and I'm not sure I'm going to try and keep them for two more years. I think I don't have that kind of green thumb.
I'm not sure that I am a poinsettia expert as yet. But it's coming. But there's also, going back to bringing good news, you know, we could bring good news about an invention or a discovery or a milestone or an anniversary or a good vacation or maybe simply a good joke.
Yes, that's a good idea.
My other good news, if you're interested, is I still have my winter gloves. And I usually lose my winter gloves before the end of January. How are you doing on your winter gloves? Oh, you don't need winter gloves.
I know, we've had the best winter. I think I had my mittens on one time. It's been absolutely beautiful. But I think it is a good point. And I think a lot of seniors out there, you know, life can't be easy sometimes. And they definitely will share some stories that maybe some people don't really want to hear. Like Warren's sister went to Phoenix to visit his parents at their retirement area, and they were swimming in the pool. And she said that this old timer was in the pool with her talking to a lady on the side saying, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. The diarrhea is almost gone. But she's like, I'm getting out of this pool. She's like, it's all they talk about, Pam. All they talk about is their bad health. But it is true. And I mean, I guess it's a common point of conversation. I saw this guy on Instagram, and he said about starting conversations, one of his tips that I thought was so good was ask somebody, oh, what's a goal you're working towards now? Or what is something that happened to you recently that you're excited about? I thought that's a nicer question than asking, you know, what do you do for work? Because sometimes that's an awkward conversation. People don't work. May have just lost their job. You don't know what people's situation is. And it also feels like a little bit of a sizing up question. I'm going to size you up. What do you do for work? But if you say, hey, what's something you're working towards, or what's something good that's happened in the last little while? It's interesting to see where their mind goes. You know, the one that I always go to is, what do you do for fun? What do you like to do for fun? One.
That's a real good one. That puts in a positive swim.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then if they say, I don't do anything for fun, I'll be like, okay, you're probably not somebody that I want to be friends with. Yeah.
And one that works for me is, and what are you looking forward to?
Right.
Yeah. And always it has the gift of anticipation. Oh, yes. And I have a tip for seniors in regard to socializing, or that's going to apply to anyone, is I always have something planned for the weekend. So I like to plan on a Monday what might I'd like to do on a weekend. So I have all week to look forward to it.
Well, maybe it's genetic, because I feel the same way. Even if I'm going out for dinner, and I know I'm going out for dinner Friday or Saturday, there's nothing more fun than actually having a reservation. I have an official plan for the weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So today is Thursday. So you know what you're doing tomorrow?
Firstly, well, maybe not tomorrow, but Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I didn't make the reservation though. But yeah, I've been chatting with my girlfriend all week. They have this Dine Around Kelowna thing where you can actually get a special price on a 3-course menu at restaurants all around town to try to drive some business in the month of January. So we're going to go hit that, which I think will be really, really fun. Yeah. What's your plan this weekend?
And this one.
What's your plan?
One I'm really looking forward to getting my car. This isn't a big one, but getting my car fixed. My car's in the shop. And man, to me, driving my car, that's freedom. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I have usually, and I hope it happens again this weekend, I have a Romoli tournament with one of my girlfriends. And in addition to that, yesterday I was at a meeting with the ladies, and I met a lady who loves rummy tile the same as I do. So I'm looking forward to having her over as well. Anyway, it should be a good weekend.
Good idea.
But even if it isn't elaborate, I remember Betty and Herman, who had a modest salary. They look forward to the weekend because they'd get an Edmonton Journal and do the crossword puzzles.
That's a nice tradition, yeah. For sure. Well, I'm excited you're getting your car, but I'm also kind of horrified. So you're 91, Mom. How long do you think somebody should be still driving for? When do you hang the keys up?
Well, now that's a tricky one. I've heard it said that people would rather be told that they have cancer than that they lose their driver's license. I think the driver's license represents for us independence. But anyway.
Right. But when does one decide to hang up the keys? When something happens or?
Yes. And I have the greatest doctor you could ever have, and she has hinted to me that she'll give me 1 year warning before I lose my license. And I thought, hey, that's pretty darn good. But this week, because my car has been repaired, I have used Uber, and I found them extremely accommodating. So that wouldn't really be necessarily a problem having to do that.
But let's get it's better now than it used to be.
Yeah, but let's get back to socializing. One thing is planning. Another is, let's talk about friendship. You know,
right.
Maybe I've told you before, but I have different levels of friendship. I consider some of my friends to be casual friends. Then I consider some of my friends to be friends who I can confide in, and they're for me and worrisome times. But top of the list is my friends who share my joy. Man alive, I really appreciate that.
That's a good point. I have heard it said before that, you know who your good friends are in the good times. Anybody can be your friend in the hard times and be there for you when things are tough. But it's when things are good that the true friends really make themselves appear. And I have to say, I think I can really understand that. I feel like, as our life, we're on a good course right now. Things have been going well. We built a new house. Business is doing well. And I certainly hear more from certain friends than other friends. And I think that it is something about, there's certain friends who would rather be your friend when things are tough than be your friend when things are good. But, we do have friends for different things.
Well, I think you're lucky to discover that. It took me years and years to come to that conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's something definitely to wrap my head around. And I know there's certain friends that I would call for sure if things were going down the pooper and it was horrible, because they would be awesome support, but they might not be the same people that I call when I have some good news to share, which honestly, that list is even shorter than the bad news list, which is interesting, thought-provoking, isn't it? Yeah.
And I consider some of my acquaintances who don't share my good news as yes butters. In other words, I can remember, or another example would be, I remember an individual coming back from a computer conference, all excited about all the big things that are happening in the computer. And someone in the crowd said, yes, but. And as soon as that person said, yes, but, you could just see the enthusiasm fade.
Yeah.
I thought that was so meaningful.
But.
So.
No. Yeah, no, I think that is exactly it sometimes. And I feel like sometimes you don't want to come off as bragging, or you have to be careful of what you say. you know, and then you have those people in your lives that are your cheerleaders. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes, you know, you say to me, oh, Pam, you got to be careful because people might be jealous of you, which I think is sweet. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I hang out with people that are doing a lot better than I'm doing. They've got ski condos and at the ski hill, and they take international trips and all the time. And I love being a part of their circle and celebrating that. And honestly, even just bearing witness to it sometimes, because, you know, it might be things that I personally can't swing, but I enjoy that, the element that brings to my life. And, you know, I really hope that I'm a cheerleader for other people, but I certainly know who the cheerleaders are in my camp, and I appreciate them a lot.
My friend Roger Lorne, Roger and dear friends of ours in Vermilion. In any case, Roger did work in Africa, and when he came back, he had so many interesting stories, and I used to love hearing them. And I said, Roger, why aren't you sharing that with others? And he said, Roosevelt, others aren't interested in your holiday. And I thought, that's so sad. It was so interesting. Anyway, so yeah. That's something about friendship.
Yeah, I guess it's a good point to make sure that
you discovered that earlier. It took me quite a few years to realize that.
Even when you discover it, it still takes some honing to make sure you're investing your time in the right ones that are, you know, going to be there for you. You know, there's all friends for all different things. That's for darn sure. There's, you know, the friend that you call for support might not be the same friend you call to have a big party with and have a good time with. They might be different people.
In a way, that reminds me of my dining experiences. When I've had anyone in for a dinner, and it seems to me to go to all the work of having a theme and decorating and cooking and practicing my recipes and so on. And when I sit down to eat, and then if the conversation turns negative, I'm so disappointed because I wanted my food to taste good. And I think it tastes better when there's happiness in the crowd. But while I'm at it, I'll say one thing that has worked for me is I like to put place cards out in front of the plate. And that is sort of a tip for the conversation during the meal. For example, for one of our family members, I might put in, I had an airport security embarrassment. And then during the dining, he or she would tell what that embarrassing incident was, and then do that for each of my friends. Or something along that line, so that the conversation stayed positive.
Well, that's kind of nice. I mean, sometimes people need support, right? So it's nice maybe to have an authentic conversation where people can share what's difficult going on. But you don't want to stay in that place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always feel that my goal is to have my friends, when they come over, leave happy.
Well, that's a nice goal. You know, it's funny because when we used to run a restaurant, and when we ran that restaurant, that's what I used to always tell our staff. Our whole goal, yeah, we're going to serve good food. We have to serve good food or we wouldn't be in business. At the end of the day, we want people to be happy. So that's your goal. If they've left happy, we've been successful. And it really changed the atmosphere at the restaurant. We used to have people come in and say, it's so happy in here. And it was. We had a great time.
I think you had some very happy experiences with sharing. And some of them were with seniors.
Oh, yeah, very much so. We had lots of regulars who loved to come in all of the time. Yeah, it was a fun business being basically a professional host, professional entertaining. And I love entertaining now. I really, really do. So that leads me to my question for you, Mom. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I would love to write a book on entertaining. And when I, just the other day when I was still not feeling well, I ordered a book on the art of tablescaping. In any case, I got so many ideas in there and ideas from experience. And when I think about writing a book on art of entertaining, I think it's a lot of fun as compared when I go to prepare a meal. Not so much fun.
Which, I don't know if you remember, but for your 75th
flies when I plan on writing something.
Your 75th birthday, 16 years ago, you asked us to roast you. You remember that? When you asked us to roast you at your birthday party? And so me and my husband wrote a bunch of book titles for you for books that are yet to be published. And one of the favorite books was It Looks Better Than It Tastes. Because my mom, for those who don't know, loves the tablescape and loves setting everything absolutely beautifully. The food, well, that's a bit of an inconvenience. Just crock pot this, microwave that. But man, I will put that in the fanciest dish you have ever seen. And it looks better than it tastes with recipes by Mama Bell.
You forgot one tip. Buy the course and then put it in a dish and look as if you made it. Anyway.
You know, you were ahead of your time. I remember you being so excited about us getting a microwave in the 1970s. That was funny. Cooking whole chickens in the microwave, man. There's nothing worse than a poached chicken in a microwave. But
anyway.
Don't put that in the cookbook. That one isn't a good one. Oh, it's an entertaining book. Yeah, I agree. I think you love the entertaining, not so much the cooking. And that's what you were saying
Other things, I have a gripe to make. And when you go into a bookstore, there will be rows and rows and rows of entertaining. But what the books are really, they're really recipes. And to me, there's more to enjoying your company besides eating. And I think that's something I really do enjoy.
Yeah, I think that will be a great tip. Well, if anybody has tips for us that they want to share, you can write in the comments on podcasts. I don't know if you knew that. And me and my mom will read the comments. Mom loves comments on podcasts. Well, Mom, we're already at 23 minutes, and I know I want to keep these to around 20 minutes, so the time just goes so fast, but I thought we could have a new segment and maybe have this one all the time because it's kind of fun. What did you buy from Amazon this week? What did you buy from Amazon this week, Mom?
Actually,
well, I don't need everything. Just give me your best thing.
Actually, about batteries, if you can believe it. Anyway, I forgot for which gadget I needed batteries. Oh, I think it was for my garage door opener. Anyway, so that's my big particle. But I'd like to say, what are you looking forward to next week?
I am looking forward to a business trip / vacation. We are heading overseas and we're going to Spain, and I am so excited. And yesterday I discovered that there is actually a huge trade show happening for all of it's the biggest show for fashion, interior design, jewelry, and home decor in all of Spain, happening at the same time we're in Madrid. So I registered for that. So I am so excited about that. For those who maybe haven't listened before, I am the designer, owner of a business called Lil Cactus. And what we make is the most adorable children's clothing, which I am totally inspired by the children's clothing in Spain. Spanish designers, where ours are from, actually. I lead the design, but my actual designers are from Spain. Just do the cutest baby clothes. So we're going over to have some inspiration. We have a new marketing director on board, and I'm excited to meet her. And we're going to this trade show. And then my kids are flying over for their reading break. So I'm not going to be around to do a podcast for a little while, Mom. So I will miss it. But when I come back, we'll probably have lots of great stories to tell and things to share with you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful time. And hey, Pam, it was fun visiting with you. And look forward to the next podcast.
That sounds good. All right. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for joining me in a talk with Mom. And leave your comments. Give us a 5-star review. Make sure you hit follow. Share the good news of being a positive person, like Mom said in her podcast. And we will talk to you all again soon. Thanks, Mom. All right. Bye, everybody.